What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode. I love Brady and Aiden. I'm Brady.
I'm Aiden.
And today we're going to be talking about online school, giving our thoughts and opinions. So
yeah, it has been an integral part of our lives for the past few weeks.
Yeah. People have different opinions on it. Some people enjoy it. Some people don't.
What's your overall opinion? You're a no?
I don't like it, but it's not like assuming we had to do it for next year. I don't think it'd be horrible.
Here's my take on it.
It's got its benefits, but it's got some downfalls too.
Exactly. It is so much more easy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, there is nothing easier than online school right now. Like, I have been just slacking off and my grades are going up, and it's just wonderful to be able to do that.
Yeah. But I mean, I think a lot of the teachers weren't prepared for it. I think if we had to do this next year, it would be a lot more, Zoom calls and stuff like that. We have to force to be up earlier than sleeping until 11 every day.
Yeah, I do think that. I actually think that for the beginning of the year, or even for some of the year, or it's going to be somewhat online. I do not think that we are going to be going fully back in the fall to regular school.
I don't know. I hope we do. And there's a part of me that thinks we will. But with Illinois being one of the worst states in terms of cases and whatnot. Part of me also thinks
we're in the zone with Chicago. We're in that zone with Chicago, so
yeah.
That really doesn't help.
No.
Like, I know some people think that it'll be on and off. Like, some people will go to school, some people will be online. It'll be kind of an alternating thing. My parents think it's going to be a hybrid. My mom's a teacher, so
mm-hmm.
She's been following it closely, and she thinks it might be a hybrid, a half, one day we'll go to school, one day we'll not, but it'll be alternating groups of people that'll go and won't go.
That would be strange.
It would be weird, but I think it would eliminate a lot of the problems.
I mean, my opinions, which I'm sure sound ignorant, is just release the restrictions. Just let life go on as normal. Now, I understand, people are it's to limit the number of people in the hospitals, which I totally get. I totally get that. But at the same time, I feel like the longer you keep people, I guess, quarantined or restricted, the longer this thing is going to be a problem.
Yes, it'll be a problem probably for longer, but the healthcare system won't be overwhelmed, so we'll be able to take care of everybody better, and there will be less people who are dying from it if we slow it.
Yeah, I know, but in my eyes, as someone who potentially has already gotten over it or slash had it,
yep, same.
I feel like it just, I don't know.
There's some people who aren't.
I feel like if you get it, you get it. And, as sad as it is that people that do pass from it, I think that at the end of the day, it's part of life.
Yeah. But we want to increase life. We're not trying to let people just
I know,
die.
I'm not saying, all right, let's just wing it. If you die, you die. Yeah. That's tough, man. I'm not saying that by any means, but I just think that It's been what, 2 months now. I just think that it's to the point where the really, really bad spots, I understand, but you can't have a whole state that's, locked down. Or like we're an hour out of Chicago. You can't lock us down when we're not as bad as Chicago is. And same thing with like Detroit and New York and
Honestly, I believe that the big reason that we're still in lockdown is because of the train.
train to
We have
Chicago, yeah.
the train to Chicago. We have direct connection to Chicago, and people are going to work in Chicago and stuff like that. That's why I believe
Yeah,
that we are in that zone.
it's definitely a possibility. But back to that online school thing, there's like I said, there's positives and negatives, but how I think if, we were to have that next year, I think what it would look like is split into like A and B days, like, because I know like the smaller schools, one of my friends that goes to a small school, they do A and B days, where like, say Monday is an A day, you have like four classes that day. Tuesday is a B day, you have the other four on your schedule that day. Because with all the classes and times conflicting with all the students, but trying to like have Zoom calls and whatnot, you can't do eight in a day. And especially trying to time that out with all the teachers and all the students, it just wouldn't work.
Okay, so what do you think are the biggest cons to online school? Like, I have some specific opinions, but like, what do you think are your cons? What are your cons to having online?
Some of my biggest cons, I guess. This one, it's probably, partly me, but just how easy it is to be distracted.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Because, one, you're in the comfort of your home, and during the school year when you're there, it's like no school, the weekend, relax, all the things like that. And there's so much you can do at home that when, you're there, there's so much to get distracted by when you're, supposed to be doing work and whatnot.
Yeah, I definitely see that.
Especially with, the technology
This last week,
around
I've
you.
definitely gotten better with it. Of course, it was our last week of school this week. So
Yeah.
it was a bad week to start getting good at it, but I did start.
I would say that's the biggest con, just because of all the distractions. I'd say another one for me is load management.
Okay, quiet.
No hate on the teachers or anything. No hate on the teachers or anything, because obviously they're new to it. But it was just so many emails like every Monday coming through of what you're supposed to do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from like four or five different teachers.
Yeah, that was kind of
Just
annoying.
getting all of that thrown on you is, I mean, it was stressful because you look at it and you're like, God, I have to get through all of this today in
Yeah.
order to be quote unquote on time.
Yeah, that was yeah, they threw a lot of work at you. And see, but I actually kind of like getting personally. I like knowing what I have to do for the week. It actually was kind of nice for me personally, because I could
Yeah,
separate out
it's a
when.
pro and an it's a pro and a con.
Yeah, that is one thing I actually liked about it, was I got to pick when I did specific classwork and stuff like that. That was beneficial to me. It was good time management, stuff like that. One of my
See,
biggest
another
cons
negative. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
is not being able to see people. is like at school, because that's like a big
Yeah.
place where
That's
I have social
Yeah, I
interaction.
mean, yeah, obviously I'm stuck with, the people in my family for however long. And so at school, for me, that's when I get a lot of my social interaction.
Yep.
Obviously, you have friends outside of school, but you have a lot more, at school. And you obviously, when you're stuck at home, you don't get to like see them or talk to them that much
Yep.
or at all,
Yeah,
which,
100%.
it sucks. I would say that was one of the big things that I missed the most,
Exactly. I
is
didn't
just
even
having that
realize
interaction and
how much I missed.
every single day.
Yeah, I didn't realize how much I missed it until about 2 weeks in, and I was like, shit, I'm not talking to anybody
Yeah.
anymore.
Yeah, you get the things that it's like, yeah, you get the call or whatever. It's like, yeah, we're off for 3 weeks. And it's like, all right, we're out until May. And it's like, oh, all right, we're out till June now.
My code.
When you first get that email or call, it was like, this is awesome. It's like winter break
When it was
and then
2 weeks,
another
it was
week.
great.
Yeah, and you're like, wow, this is incredible. It's going to be awesome. And then towards that second, third week, you're like, this kind of sucks.
100%. Probably
Yeah, that's a con
my other
for
biggest
sure.
con, it's kind of like a combination of two things, but like no sports, obviously, and it's made my like work ethic towards sports go down a lot, because like I didn't have anywhere for like 3 weeks to work out, 3 or 4 weeks to work out. Like I was stuck in my basement.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't do anything. Like there's not much I can do, especially for the weird sport I
Well,
do.
and yes, like so since we both do track, like we're both like field. We both do field events, which are like technical events. You can't just go in your backyard and for you do like swing ups or whatever, or I can't go out and do like jump work. Like
I
you
don't have a
can't
pole
do
vault
any of
in my
that.
backyard. Like I'm stuck
Yeah,
doing,
I don't have a runway or
yeah, a
a
pole
pit.
for that matter.
So it's super, it's difficult. I'm not gonna be here and be like, oh, sprinters have it so easy, because they still can't, do everything. But I mean, it is easier.
Yeah,
But
it's easier than the distance, but I feel like the distance, their main workout is running. But
distance has a
right now, they can do their workouts better than we can. Like we can't do block work. Like sprinters
yeah.
can't do like block work and all that kind of stuff. And like it's harder to be able to lift the
Yeah.
weights. Like I've got a rack in my basement, so I can. But like for some people, they don't have that. Like the gym was the main place they did that. Now they're not working out, and their sport is gonna, they're just gonna be worse when they get back.
It'll be interesting to see next year what happens
Yeah, how standards are
in
gonna change
terms
and stuff
of,
like that.
well, and you're gonna see too who
Who put in the work?
at least tried to put in the work.
There will be people who take
Obviously,
significant
it's
steps back.
more difficult. Yeah. So that'll be interesting. I'm
It
trying
will
to think of another
be,
con here. I would, yeah, kind of like you mentioned work ethic. That I think that also goes with the distractions, though.
yeah. Your work ethic definitely goes down a little bit, but you've got
I would
more time.
say one is the unavailability to, like,
Ask questions
I guess,
as well.
ask questions, get notes, get worksheets, get, that like learning setting in a sense, I
Yes.
guess.
And I think
If you
if,
have a question, you have to email,
yeah.
and they're only available for like a certain hours, and you can't like get the notes like you would in class. You can't, watch your teacher do something on the board in class. You can't, get the worksheets that you would get in class for practice and homework and things like that.
Yeah, I think that if we have
You
to do
can't really get
this
help.
in the fall, there will be more Zoom calls where we can do that. So I think that'll be something that will change, I think, if we have to do this in the fall.
Definitely, yeah. Other than that, I mean, those are the cons. They're big cons, though.
Yeah.
They're big cons.
What are some of your pros for online learning?
Yeah.
Let's go into this.
Oh, really quickly, before the pros, a quick word from our sponsor. Okay. So the pros. I would say, as much as I said the comfortability sucked, it is a pro at the same time. I mean, I think when you're in school, you're like, oh man, if I could just lay in my bed or
Literally
sit on
where
the
I've been
couch
doing
or do this
100%
from
of my
my
schoolwork
house
in my bed.
or do this from my house, it'd be so awesome. And it is nice, to be like at home
Yeah,
and doing it. But like I said, it's also a con.
it's pretty nice. I'm gonna be honest. I have laid in my bed and just gotten homework done, had Netflix up. It's been a little bit distracted, but it's way more comfortable and laid back.
Yeah. I would say the I would say grades in terms of
Yeah,
online school.
how it worked out for us is very beneficial. Our grades could only go
Yeah,
up,
the how
which was
you couldn't lower your grade. So technically if you did no work, well,
your grades stayed the same.
yeah.
Like I got all my grades except for one up to an A.
Which was super nice. I was able to get some grades up that needed to get up that might not have gotten up through the rest of the
For
year.
sure.
So that was definitely nice.
Okay, so one of my pros is, have you taken a test for like, or retaken a test online yet? Like,
No,
okay.
I haven't.
So I retook two tests, and of course I had an AP test yesterday. It's pretty nice. It's pretty nice. I retook one with for stats. Few stats, and he's like, yeah, you can really just do whatever you want, just don't use your phone. And I'm like, okay, like obvious, like he's like, you can use notes and stuff. I'm like, okay, I'm getting a, like a, almost 100 on this no matter what. I might get one wrong just to make it look like I wasn't using my notes or something. And then Spanish, I had already taken the test and she gave me the exact same test, and I was like, okay, I'm not gonna screw this up twice. And then,
I didn't take any tests. For me, I knew coming off those 3 weeks that my recollection of information was slim,
yes.
and since I was sleeping in so late, my work hours, I guess you could say, was from like 12:30 to like 5.
Yeah, I work a
That
little
like
bit more
four and a
than
half
that.
hour time is when I work, and so trying to get all that work done that I had assigned, and then having on top of that trying to study for a test or whatever, it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, obviously, I had to study for my AP test, so I had to do a little bit more work. Studying wise, you got it a little bit easier, but like the AP test, like it was like, use your notes, use the internet, do whatever you want. It's just going to be a lot of questions in a really short amount of time. So that was kind of hard. But like, he was like, okay, this is definitely going to be a little bit more laid back than like the actual AP test where I'm in there for like 3 hours testing. It was 55 minutes and it was 22 questions. And it's a lot, but like, especially since they're all short answer, but
Yeah.
it's like, I'll take that.
I have never taken an AP test.
Yeah, your brother did, right?
Because I've never been in an AP. Yeah. I've never been in an AP class. I will next year, though,
Yep.
not by choice. Just
AB,
because
right? You're taking calc.
the only calc is Calc AB, which is an AP class, so
You should
that'll
take
be
BC with
interesting
me.
next year. I'm not taking BC, especially not after
What Brooks just
this
won't
whole end of the year
have. Oh
kind
yeah,
of lack of information.
I'm gonna have to do some at least looking at the stuff that my teacher posted for pre-calc because I didn't look at like any of it because I had an A, so I was like, I'm not gonna do anything for this class. My grade's gonna go up
Yeah, and I
1%.
wasn't exactly passing pre-calc with flying colors
Yeah.
either. I had an 85
Yeah.
both semesters.
Like a 92, 93, so I was fine with that.
Yeah, and I mean, if I get the option, more times than not, I'm going to take the easier,
Yeah.
especially because my GPA needs it.
Yeah.
Sitting at like a 3.41 right now, I need to try to get that up to a 3.5, although I don't know how that's going to happen
I'm sitting at
in
like a
just senior year, but
3.7, but this semester definitely is gonna bump it up a little bit. It's probably gonna hit
mine's
a
going up
3.8,
probably
3.9.
0.02 if I'm lucky.
0.02.
But anyway, enough with this GPA talk.
Yeah.
Getting off topic. Trying to think of other pros. I mean,
I feel like
I
the
don't
big
know.
pro it was way more laid back, but I do not
Laid
think I'm gonna.
back, and I guess easy in a
Yeah,
sense.
I thought it was easier. I did personally.
But when you compare, obviously, in class and online, you're going to choose in class
Yeah.
90% of that time.
Yeah, 100%.
But it was nice at the same time to be, here at home, just learning at my own
Yeah.
pace in a sense.
Just sitting at your desk and just relaxing, it was probably pretty nice. Yeah, it was definitely
It was distracting, though.
it was pretty. It was like I don't want to do this. I want to go play video games. But like I was like, yeah, I gotta
I
get
know,
something.
you spend 20, 25, 30 minutes just grinding out some notes or some worksheets you got to turn in, and you're like,
Then you look at
I
TikTok
need
for
a
5 minutes, and it's
break.
like, wow, it's 5 o'clock.
30 minutes just passed there.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's definitely, yeah, it was definitely laid
So
back
looking
in
at
perspective.
potential options for next year, you said that hybrid thing,
I think that's a possibility.
which is what again?
So I think that there's a chance. I don't know how well it is, but it's going to be like half of the students go on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Then the other ones go Tuesday, Thursday, and then the next week they switch. And it's in they and the 2 days that you're not at, or 2 or 3 days that you're doing like classwork that they gave you. So like they're gonna give you a lot of stuff to do
Right.
out. They're gonna give you stuff to do outside of class, but you're not gonna be in class. It's gonna be like worksheets and like stuff that they might give you in class to do, but it's not gonna be obviously in class because you don't want.
I feel like that would be real, real difficult
It would be.
because I don't know how you separate the, like, I don't know how you, like, choose how to separate who goes where on what day and
Yeah.
what goes there on another day. Because if you do juniors, seniors,
No, it wouldn't be
one
that. It
group,
wouldn't be that. It would be.
okay. But then if you, then, but that's,
It would be
what other
maybe like
way is there
half.
to do it
It would
then?
be like. It would. If I was probably going to do it, it would probably be alphabet. Last name, halfway. You guys go one day, you guys go the other days. Because then you'll probably end up getting about half of the students in each class will end up being there on a given day. So it'll cut the class size in half. You won't have as much people in the class because you don't, that's a big thing is you don't want as many people in the class. You don't want as many people in the
Okay.
hallways because that's where it's
Yeah.
going to spread. And if you
I
cut it like
get
that,
that now.
it'll be
I was trying to think of another way besides that. That makes sense, I guess. Or that A day, B day, like completely online
yeah.
option.
I think there's a chance it's completely online for the beginning. I don't know how long that would be, but there is definitely a chance just because like schools are a big place that spread
If I
because
had a
the kids don't
guess,
realize that
I
they're
would
sick because their immune
say,
systems are so good.
right, I would say that If I were to guess, we're at school day one, but I think contact sports like football. I don't think football will happen. And I think there might be some like rule where you have to wear like a mask or
Oh,
something
for
like
sure.
that
For sure. That'll be
at school.
guaranteed. No chance. There's no chance that's not a rule, in my opinion. No chance
I
it's
mean,
not a
there's a
rule.
chance, I think.
I don't think
You have
so.
to think. It's you have to realize that it's still 2.5 months away.
Yeah, but I don't think that'll happen just because you we don't I don't think there's a chance that we don't have to wear masks, at least for some of the time. If we start going to school and about a month or two in, we realize, okay, it's not spreading anymore. This thing's done. Then they'll say, okay,
It'll
keep wearing your mask.
it'll never be done because
Yeah,
it's a virus.
that's why I don't think there'll be a point where we're not wearing masks. If it's like done growing like a bunch, once we're on that bottom of that slope back down, that's when I think maybe we'll be able to.
Know.
It's going to be a different world when we get out. It's going to be weird. School's going to be different. Everything's going to be different.
Everything's gonna be different, but it shouldn't be.
It's
And
going to
that's
be.
my opinion. My opinion, of course, it shouldn't be.
It's going to be until they have some way, they have the like a vaccination for it. Or some sort of, I don't want to say cure, but like,
Like if you're like a flu shot.
yeah, exactly. Until that happens, it's going to be weird, I think.
It's
It's going to
just
be weird.
I don't want to rant about this anymore. And this is the last time I'm going to say anything about it, but I just think that you just live life. May I'm you know however long this thing goes, whatever. But I think when school comes back around, you just let it happen.
So you're just
I
saying let it
think
run its course.
if yeah, like anything. But I think if people are smart over summer or until guidelines, even if you have to extend guidelines a little into June or something, that's fine. I'm okay with that. But I think when school comes back around, this whole 6 feet apart and masks all the time and gloves, it can't
Okay,
go on
I got
anymore.
some. Do you think there's a chance, there's a possibility you could pick online or at school, and all the classes are like, let's say, are recorded?
I'm gonna say no.
Like,
And I'm
I
gonna
don't
say
think.
no because I think that's too much work for the teachers.
I agree. I don't think that would, but I
It's an
feel like
option,
that's.
sure. It could
I don't
be.
think that's a good option, but
But it depends on the teachers. It
yeah.
depends on whether they, feel like doing double work twice the normal work. And I'm going to say a lot of them are going to say no. But
Well,
then you look at some of these classes that are like necessities, like driver's ed.
my
Like
sister's in driver's ed right now.
what, like you can't keep, I mean, you have to have driver's ed. The DMVs have to be open. Like I don't know. It's
Yeah,
just
my
one of those
sister's in
things.
driver's ed right now, and she's like, "Yeah, we're getting a bunch of tests and stuff." And I don't really know what's going. She doesn't really know what's happening. Like, just because, like, it's weird. It like is it allowed to be online? It's like they had
There's
to
no
restart the
easy, there's no
classroom.
smooth way to do this.
Yeah.
Which is part of the reason I feel like you just let it you, at the end of May. I'm not going to say let all hell break loose, but I think you say you can go out with your friends now, you can travel, you can do whatever, just,
I think in
don't be
June,
dumb.
I think mid-June, maybe early June, mid to late June, guidelines will start to ease up. Not be lifted necessarily, but ease up. And businesses are going to start opening up again, and it'll be a little bit. We'll start getting back into it in June, is my guess. Late June.
I hope. I don't have anything else to say to you. Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
I think that's our online
That's a wrap.
school and lockdown rant
Outro
for the
music.
day. Shut up. Anyway, thank you for listening. We still don't have a Twitter, but we will eventually. And we'll be back next Friday, which is what? What day is next Friday? What day is it today? The 15th?
Yeah, so that's the 22nd.
22nd. We'll be back on the 22nd at 6 p.m. Central Time. Thank you guys, and I'll see you next week.